Welcome to Crop Watch Podcast, a production of Nebraska Extension.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Weekly Weather Outlook and Update of the Crop Watch Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Kahn. Industry leaders, entrepreneurs, and innovators from a range of startups will host a panel discussion on the opportunities in advanced agricultural technology during a Wednesday, May 29th Heerman Lecture Symposium at Nebraska's Innovation Campus. The theme is Innovations in Agricultural Technology, Cultivating Tomorrow's Farms. In addition, investment professionals will share insights on the financial ecosystem supporting Midwest entrepreneurial ventures in ag tech. The symposium is free and open to the public and will be, again, says Nebraska's Innovation Campus, the conference center at 3 o'clock Central, and the event will be live streamed. There is no RSVP requirement, and there will be a networking reception to follow at 4:30. There will be a 45-minute panel discussion followed by a 30-minute Q&A session. The panel members represent a diverse set of ag tech companies. For more information, visit cropwatch.unl.edu. Again, that's Wednesday, May 29th on Innovation Campus here in Lincoln. Before I move into the weather, I just want to kind of give a quick update on some disease issues that are being kind of prominently featured right now in Crop Watch. So again, if you go to the cropwatch.unl.edu website, the very first story is on wheat diseases. And there are a couple of different things of interest. There's we actually have maps of where we have confirmed wheat stripe rust and wheat leaf rust. To a certain extent, these are a lot of the same counties. But again, these are mostly the areas in the state where we have a majority of our winter wheat production. So it's mostly along the Kansas border. But yeah, Furnace, Harlan, Franklin, Kearney, those type of counties. I mean, you are have observed both wheat stripe rust and wheat leaf rust. So the article has some information. And I did put out a podcast earlier this week with Kyle Broderick from the Plant and Pest Diagnostic Clinic. It kind of goes into some more information on the presence of wheat stripe rust and getting fungicides on before the crops get too far into the heading stage. We also talked about some other diseases that are affecting wheat, and we also talked a bit about some pre-emergence issues with soybean. This basically was, I don't think it's been a widespread problem, but we have heard of some issues with soybean not coming up because of emergence or pre-emergence that was applied too late, in the sense that the crop had already been in the ground for more than a couple of days, and you needed to typically get that on very, very quickly after planting. And because of wet conditions, they were not able to get out in the field. So we have had a few issues like that. But all in all, it sounds like the wheat crop, though, was rated at 79%, good to excellent across the state, which is a significant improvement over where we've been in other years. Just take a look at the satellite across the state. Right now, we have clear skies almost everywhere from the Wyoming border to the Missouri River. I don't imagine we will see this very often in the next couple of weeks, as you'll find out a bit more here in just a little bit. But it's a quick rundown of temperatures. Right now, we have temperatures that range kind of from the low 80s to the upper 80s, almost 90. So we do have temperatures that are almost 90 in McCook. So just a quick roundup. We have 80 in Alliance, 81 in Chattern, 89 in Ogallala, 89 in McCook, 83 in North Platte, 83 in O'Neill, 83 in Lincoln, 81 in Omaha, 84 in Sioux City, Iowa, and 80 in Fall City. So again, I think for most places, your temperatures will probably go up another 2 to 4, maybe 5 degrees. So there will be definitely a couple of places in the state that will crack the 90 degree mark. Certainly a lot of west central and southwestern Nebraska will certainly climb over 90 this afternoon. I think most of central and eastern Nebraska will probably stay mostly under the 90 degree mark. But temperatures should be over 85, 86 in a lot of cases. So again, for some places, this may be the warmest day we've had so far this year. And I would speculate that this is going to be the warmest day that we are going to have this entire month. So just kind of moving into the outlook, I would enjoy today, warmest day of the month, most likely. Certainly, warmest we've had so far this month. We will have a weak cold front moving through the state overnight tonight into tomorrow morning that will bring certainly some extra cloud cover across central and eastern sections of the state later tonight into tomorrow morning. There is a very slight chance for some scattered showers along the front. We're not expecting any, certainly no widespread significant precipitation. My guess is most places will not get any rainfall, and any place that does get rainfall would certainly be under a tenth of an inch. So nothing that's going to keep anybody out of the field tomorrow. But tomorrow, once that front gets through, we should probably be looking at mostly sunny skies across the state tomorrow. Temperatures will be a little bit cooler during the day tomorrow than they are today, particularly in western sections of the state where we are, you know, seeing temperatures closer to the 90-degree mark today. I expect temperatures probably be closer to 10 degrees cooler tomorrow. Eastern side of the state, cooler, but probably more on the 2 to 5 degrees cooler tomorrow than today. As we move into Sunday, though, that's when our we start kind of getting into what I'm going to refer to as an active pattern. Of course, I have been intentionally just trying to insert just a little bit of humor and some song titles into the updates here recently. So if you check out the State Climate Office weekly weather updates or what gets posted on the CropWatch page, usually on Friday by the time I do this podcast, you'll notice I had spoof off John Mellencamp's Rain on the Scarecrow song. It was Rain on the Scarecrow, Mud on the Plow instead of Blood on the Plow. So, you know, again, no real major chances of rain for at least another 40 hours across the state. But as we head into Sunday, late morning, early afternoon, we are going to see precipitation likely develop across a portion of the central northeastern Nebraska. We will have a chance of severe weather across pretty much the eastern half to maybe even eastern two-thirds of the state on Sunday afternoon and evening. The Storm Prediction Center does have a good portion of the state east of Lexington in the slight risk category for Sunday. Now, again, this is not expected to be a significant severe weather outbreak, but it is certainly conditions are favorable for all severe hazards, large hail probably being the most prominent hazard, but we are going to have at least some tornado risk, always going to be some high wind risk with convection in this part of the country. And maybe even more concerning is that there's going to be most likely a few places that just pick up too much rain between Sunday afternoon and Monday morning. Or certainly between Sunday afternoon and Tuesday morning once we get the next system to come through. But again, I think this is a situation where some areas kind of between 281 and 81, you know, particularly in, you know, the northern half of the state are maybe going to be favored for getting some more training of thunderstorms or just multiple rounds of heavier convection. So again, there will be places that will probably pick up over 2 inches of rain just on Sunday afternoon and night alone. And then as we move later to Monday on Tuesday, so we will get probably at least a minimum 8 hour break. And I would say maybe almost a 12 to 18 hour break of precipitation. So the day on Monday may actually be fairly dry, but at least in the eastern half of the state, western Nebraska probably will start getting precipitation by later on Monday. But as we move from Monday late afternoon, evening into Monday night and Tuesday morning, we will see precipitation basically statewide. Amounts are expected to be lowest in the northern part of the panhandle. But with this, you know, kind of the first main, I'm going to call it the first bigger trough actually working its way into the plains region, that will kind of set the stage for widespread shower and storm development. So again, I think we are looking at reasonably good chances of precipitation pretty much statewide at some point between Monday late afternoon and Tuesday morning. And my guess is there will be a lot of places in the state that will pick up an inch plus, and most places should at least expect to get a half inch of rain. So, you know, if you go from Sunday late afternoon to Tuesday morning, you know, my guess is a lot of the state will pick up an inch and a half plus of rain from this. And then you'll have the front. So the front that's moving through tomorrow morning will more or less kind of stall to our southeast. It'll be moving back to the north and northwest overnight, you know, into Sunday, early Sunday. So by Sunday afternoon, you know, a lot of the eastern half of the state will be back at the warm sector. Will be relatively humid, or, you know, reasonably humid, not significantly humid. We're not talking about dew points in the 70s or anything, but certainly in the low 60s, so higher than they have been and probably enough that, you know, you're maybe going to want to turn on the air conditioners finally in some places where you've been able to not turn them on, which has been the case for us so far this year, thankfully. I think that's coming to an end tonight. That being said, this front will make a little bit of progress on Monday, but, you know, it's probably going to not make it much past Highway 81. So anywhere certainly Lincoln East will be on the eastern side of this on Monday still. And there is maybe going to be another chance for some severe weather on Monday afternoon. I think that's something we're going to have to watch out for. Right now, the global models are not really picking up on any convective signals on Monday afternoon, but I think it's something we have to watch for. But certainly later Monday night, that whole area will get some rain. But pointing by Tuesday, though, the front should have cleared the whole state, and behind it, it will be noticeably cooler, breezy, with some drier air. So we should actually get be relatively cool for, you know, mid-May by Tuesday afternoon. So I would imagine by Tuesday late afternoon, most places in the state will not have temperatures above the mid-60s. The places will probably only be in the 50s. With dew points hopefully dropping back into the 40s. So again, we should be cooler on Wednesday morning. We were expecting lows in the 40s across most state on Wednesday morning. Rebounding a little bit on Thursday during the day, but only kind of back into the low 70s. Friday kind of probably a similar deal. It does look like we will go from Tuesday through Thursday night without any precipitation. Again, I think that's going to be, that might be our longest window of time of dry weather in the next 10 days is between sometime Tuesday and Thursday night into Friday morning. So you may get 72 consecutive hours of dry weather. But the problem is if you get 2 inches of rain, my guess is 3 consecutive days of dry weather is not going to be enough to get you back out in the field if you still have some planting yet to do. So again, I'm going to emphasize this probably again later, just because I want to make this point very, very clear. If you can get in the field in the next 48 hours and get a lot done, you'll be very happy you did so, because we are likely to be getting you know, a fair amount of rain. And again, I don't think we're looking at necessarily record precipitation totals coming in the next 2 weeks. Some places are going to get a lot, but it's just more of the, it's going to be an almost an every 2 or 3 day type of deal where we could get a half inch, 2 inch of rain. That will be very, very beneficial for more fully recharging our soils, helping out some lower ponds and lower stream levels. From a drought perspective, this is going to be an absolute blessing. And it really will kind of help give us some reserve of moisture as we head into climatological summer, which is going to start here in a couple of weeks on June 1st. But, you know, for those of you that are still trying to get soybean or corn in the field, or if you're concerned about, you know, wheat diseases, I mean, this extra amount of rain is maybe not entirely welcome. So it kind of is a bit of a double-edged sword. But again, you know, by Thursday night, just kind of get back to the outlook, though, for the week. We are looking at another round of precipitation getting into the state Thursday night and Friday. Right now, Saturday looks relatively dry, but there's probably another chances of storms in the state by Sunday into Memorial Day. And I would venture, it just looks based on the pattern, there's probably going to be another system moving into the state by midweek of the week following this next one. So for the remainder of the month, we are really looking at things being pretty wet. The European Ensemble just going out to, or looking at their probability of 2+ inches of precipitation in the next, through next Saturday. Again, they're showing a pretty strong possibility of 2-inch-plus rains across the entire eastern half of the state. There's going to be some chance for 2 inches of rain across the sand hills in parts of southwestern Nebraska as well. Panhandle, less likely to see that kind of rainfall, but there is a pretty good chance of you getting that inch and a half. And again, we really could use rain, particularly in Kimball and Banner counties, where we've been pretty dry at times, especially here in the last month, but really going back about 6 months, we do have a bit of a dry signal. And we should pick up some additional moisture. Some areas have been kind of dry across southwestern Nebraska as well. So that should be hopefully relatively helpful for the wheat. And then also hopefully we'll stave off drought a little more. So again, I'm not trying to beat this to death, but again, we are entering into a very active period of weather. Please get what you can get done in the field in the next 2 days, because you may not be able to get back into the field to do meaningful work, certainly planting wise, until June at this rate. This is not going to be, not everywhere in the state is going to pick up tremendous precipitation. Some places will probably pick up less than 2 inches. Most likely area for that would be right along the Kansas border, kind of from Franklin County further east. But, you know, again, I feel fairly confident that some places in the state will pick up 4 to 6 inches of rain in the next 10 days to 2 weeks. And pretty much just all signals right now, the GFS, the European model, the CPC, I mean, pretty much anything you look at right now with this type of pattern, they are showing relatively robust precipitation and also temperatures being just generally kind of on the cooler side for most of next week, with coolest anomalies look right now looking to be focused on Tuesday for sure, and a pretty good chance of Friday also being quite a bit cooler than average. So again, we may see temperatures struggling at 60 or maybe not even get out of the low to mid-50s parts of north central Nebraska on Friday. So again, I think we will certainly probably get a chance to give the air conditioners a break in places where you may have to kick them on for a while this weekend. Just taking a look at the different anomalies, you know, going toward the end of the month, and, you know, again, both the ECMWF, the European model, and the GFS, they both show, you know, inch to even 2 inches above average for precipitation across the eastern half of the state. The European is a little drier in the panhandle. GFS is kind of wet almost over the entire state. But, you know, again, we are entering basically, almost at or at our climatological peak for precipitation. So 1 to 2 inches above average this time of year over a 10-day period is not insignificant in terms of precipitation. So again, we are probably, and just given the frequency of it, you know, again, some of these rainfall events will be on the heavier side and convective in nature, which means they're not all going to go on the ground. But we are going to probably get, you know, another 2 or 3 inches of you know, potential recharge. So I really think by the time we head into the 1st of June, we're going to have a very good profile of moisture over our major corn and soybean producing areas of the state. I think we're going to have enough moisture to finish off this year's wheat crop in a lot of places. And I think that's all good news for our pastures as we head into the summer as well. So, I mean, again, there's a lot of upside to this increased, you know, this precipitation that's coming in. The only real downside, and this is a significant downside, is this is going to delay some planting efforts as we go forward. Taking a couple other things to the stream flow percentiles across the state right now, mostly are above the 50th percentile, which is certainly was not the case this time last year, I can assure you. So that's improved a lot. We still are seeing some lower values kind of in parts of east central Nebraska where we have a moderate drought. And again, that's kind of one of the main reasons at this point we still have moderate drought in that area. Just kind of taking a look at where the latest U.S. drought monitor. So we did see some improvement in southeastern Nebraska. So we now have pretty much all of Richardson and Nemaha counties out of both drought and abnormal dryness. We also saw eradication of abnormal dryness in Howard and northeastern Buffalo and eastern Sherman County. So that's good news there. So again, we are just getting increasingly large percentage of the state that does not have any drought or normal dryness. There's a lot of white on the map. Again, we haven't seen that much white on the map here in a long, long time. It's been 3 years at least since we've seen. I got to go back to about this time in 2020 to really find a comparable period of time where we had this little drought in the state. Certain factors like groundwater, some stream flows are not as good as they were at this time in 2020. But we were heading in a better trajectory at this time, you know, now compared to what we were in 2020, as we were at a relatively dry start to the spring in 2020. The veg dry rangelands map shows that, you know, really pretty good conditions across the eastern and northern part of the Sandhills. So, you know, again, Custer County, Greeley, Sherman Valley, you know, those counties, Holt County, Boyd County, Keapaha, Cherry counties, most of those areas, veg dry is showing relatively pretty good conditions. So hopefully that's being realized in pasture conditions themselves. But I would kind of say Mullen is sort of a cutoff. So anywhere east and northeast of Mullen, pasture conditions generally are listed in the near normal to a good range or moist range. West and southwest, there definitely had a little bit of a drier signal, not significant. And again, we're not looking at any major, major drought stress on any of our pastures. But I did think it was interesting, though, that the percentage of pasture considered good to excellent did drop 10 percentage points this week from 69 down to 59%. Now, again, we only have 5% poor to very poor. which is about where it was last week. So we didn't see an increase in that, but we did see some shift from good excellent over to fair, which basically means, yeah, it's okay. It's not maybe the best, but, you know, maybe hopefully that, in my mind, that means good enough, but it also means that probably needs moisture soon to kind of keep things going. But again, as with the winter wheat, which checked at a 79% good to excellent against 3% poor, very poor. I mean, both the winter wheat and pasture ratings are so much better than they were this time last year. In terms of the crop, planting, again, this is as of late last week, so these numbers are almost probably relatively meaningless at this point. But just in case you haven't heard, 55% of corn and 37% of soybean have been planted at the end of last week, which was a pretty big increase over the week before. It's still below the five-year average, but it is above 2019 and 2013. And my guess is with most places not picking up more than a half inch of rain, or certainly not more than an inch of rain this week. So we have had some drier conditions in the last week where people are getting more more planting done. I am expecting those numbers to make a pretty big jump up again this week. Not going to speculate. It's hard to say exactly how much that will go up. Maybe 20, 25 points. Maybe it's only 15. But I would guess we'll see at least 70-something percent and 50-something percent of soybean having been planted by the end of this week. The problem is that number is probably not going to move a whole lot before the end of the month. So we're going to go into June with still probably, you know, at least 20% of corn needing to be planted, and maybe upwards of 30 to 40% of our soybean need to be planted yet, which would be certainly the worst since 2019. Probably not as bad as 19. But again, we're certainly kind of in the lower quartile in terms of years, the last 25 years for planting. Nowhere near as bad as 1995, where at this point we only had like 5% of the crop actually in the ground. So much, much better off than that. But not as good as, recent years where we had everything in the ground. But of course, one reason we had everything in the ground in eastern Nebraska this time last year is because it wasn't raining anywhere. We literally were not getting rain hardly at all in this region of the state this time last year. So we had accelerated planting for not necessarily good reasons. In terms of soil temperatures, they are pretty much in the 60s statewide. Again, they've been warmer than they were 2 weeks ago, but they have been in just kind of a nice kind of Goldilocks range here for a good portion of the spring. I just want to bring up the North American Drought Monitor, which was released a couple days ago. Now, it's based on data from the end of April, so it's not necessarily reflecting some of the rains that they got up in the Canadian prairies. There's still a lot of severe and extreme drought up in a lot of central and western Canada. So again, we are still going to have a in my mind, a relatively strong risk of wildfire smoke invading our area. If we have some ridging in the west that brings in some northerly, northwesterly flow, any of those types of conditions this summer, there's going to be some chance of wildfire smoke until we really can start eradicating drought conditions up there. So again, I would expect this to be another summer where we just have occasionally have 2 or 3 days or over skies are fairly obscured by haze. And that could potentially help, depending how far down in the troposphere that gets, that could have some impacts with on those that have asthma. So just something to consider as we move into the summer. So just kind of finishing up the update for the week, our temperature precipitation roundup. So the maximum daily high temperature was 87 in Kilgore in Cherry County. Minimum daily high temperature of 49 degrees in Agate. Now again, these are prior to today. I'm not counting the temperatures today. We're over 87 in some places. Be that as it may, our minimum low daily temperature was 25 in Bushnell. Maximum daily low temperature of 60 in Falls City at the airport or Brenner Field. The maximum precipitation of 2.86 inches over the week in Dawson, or Dawson 2.5 southeast in Richardson County. Again, we've had over a foot of rain in parts of Richardson County here in the last 30 days, so they are quite wet down there, which is one reason you have seen the eradication of abnormal dryness in that region. And we had no rainfall at multiple locations across the state, particularly in parts of central and western Nebraska. So that's it. That concludes the update for the week ending May 18th, 2024. Talk to you next week.